Yeah, rocked up. A bit nervous, actually. So really looking forward to it. Got the kit on and very proud to be playing in the Vic colours. So, yeah, I think the lads are looking forward to it and we're going to take it pretty seriously. So, yeah, can't wait.
I was going to ask about the nerve levels for you because as a defender, I mean, the talk at the moment is that this is going to be a little bit of a shootout, so you might be left isolated a couple of times tonight. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, I'm ready to win some 1v3s, that's for sure. I'm expecting our high-back defenders to be running forward. So, yeah, look, it's going to be exciting. Hopefully it's really high-scoring and really entertaining for everyone that's coming here.
Blitz, thanks for joining us. Kingy up in the box with Benny Cass, Pete Ryan, Darren Buick and Lee Brown. Is it Blitz halves to Hawkins?
Early on it will be, yep. Looking forward to that matchup. Be a nice little pre-season training and hopefully it's the first 10 minutes goes my way.
Talk to us about, I believe the ball's really pinged around at training yesterday. Did you get that feeling that you were part of something special when you start running around and your teammates have just hitting your lace out like Bonds and Pally and Whitfield and guys like that?
Oh, it's pretty incredible the players both teams have. When I rocked up yesterday, I was looking in the locker room and I'm like, wow, look at our team, we can't lose. Star, 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 star. And then I had a coffee with some of the All-Star boys and I'm looking around saying star, star, star. So, yeah, the who's who's here at the moment and I think it's going to be really exciting.
Mark, you mentioned the stars there. There's obviously plenty of wobbling of craniums going on in both sides. Who's got the sort of biggest wobble early?
Oh, good question. Probably the captains, I'd say. They're very, very stoked and honoured to be named captain, both Koch and Fifey. Danger did have the biggest wobble, wasn't named captain, so he's a bit flat at the moment, but it's going
to
be good.
You'll need to regroup. How did it come about that, you know, you're playing in terms of, were you approached, did you put your hand up, I mean, all the guys, what was the sort of process in terms of getting both the sides together?
Yeah, look, initially when this night was put to the group, there was massive buy-in, everyone was excited, it was for a great cause and something that we felt needed to happen. So Scotty came to a few of the Geelong boys, asked, first of all, we're fit and healthy. If you're available, would you like to play and be part of it? And Scotty asked, said yes. We're really excited and jumped at the opportunity to be involved.
Speaking with Mark Blitzarves representing the Big V tonight, he's Darren Buick on K-Rock Footy.
Mark, was there anyone in the short few days you've had with them that has surprised you, the way they go about things, or a little bit different to what you might have perceived from an outside looking in?
Probably more how similar a lot of the lads are in terms of the way they think about footy and I think very similar messaging through club to club. I haven't spent a heap of time with the whole team yet in terms of playing and chatting about the game, so I'm sure I'll find out more tonight. But yeah, I think hopefully the Vics are more on the same page than the All-Stars tonight.
And obviously you've got the Premiership coach and coaching you. Do they give much away, or is it more just go out and show us what you got and play to your strengths and put on a show, rather than set up defensively and this is what we're going to do and we're going to push up and squeeze up, that sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly right. It's have fun first and foremost, play to your strengths, put on a show, and little small structures, simple game plan that we can all follow. And for me, that's probably playing defence when we've got 17 other blokes on field running forward.
Mark, what's your expectation of the game in terms of the physicality? Is it something that the boys have spoken about? Obviously, it's a great occasion, but it is very, very early in the season. A lot of guys probably haven't played at all. So what's your sort of expectation in terms of the way you attack the man and ball?
Yeah, I'd like to see this in future become an event and become a serious match where everyone attacks it head on. I'm going to say this is going to be far more serious than the AFLX of last year. But again, we'll wait and see the first quarter and see the intensity levels. But no doubt there's the both teams want to win and look for that last quarter to be pretty hot, I'd say.
I'll give you a tip, Mark. It's Peter Ryan here. Why don't you just belt Hawkins at the first minute and then it'll be on?
Yeah, that's right. I texted our defensive coach, Dean Solomon, today too, and I said, can I get suspended for round one if I hit Hawk? So, yeah, we'll wait and see.
Serious question, though. How are you going to play on Hawk? What do you do to beat Tom Hawkins?
Well, I'm probably happy with more of the one-on-one contested stuff. He's got very quick feet, and his mids can hit him lace out, so he's hard to get round if he can get the step on you. So I'm hoping they'll bang it in long. I'm backing that I've got a few mates to come over a third up. But, I'm pretty confident if I get caught one-on-one that I'll be able to at least spoil the ball.
Mark, when you read down the list of the team, Who was a player who thought, oh, I'm actually really looking forward to meeting him, somebody you may have had nothing to do with across your footy journey so far?
Yeah, it is probably the whole back line. In AFL games, I play on the forwards and I see none of the likes of Sicily or Darcy Moore or Nick Haynes because they're just down the other end. So, yeah, it'd be exciting to play with those guys and, a few guys that you have sort of certain opinions of and then you meet them and you're like, oh, actually, he's just white line fever out in the field. So, it's going to be exciting and we'll see how we go in the first quarter for our defensive nine.
Has Hawke suggested he's going to drop you onto a poster tonight?
I'd like to do the same to him, but I'm sure he's got some tricks up his sleeve.
Blitz, has anyone got to the group and spoke about the significance of the Big V and how have you kind of bonded, I suppose, around the jumper?
Yeah, they have. We had Lee Matthews present our jumpers last night at the formal dinner we had, and Brad Johnson hosted that and spoke about his time in it and obviously Lee's time in it, and it's just a big honour. I don't think many players have played for the Big V, and speaking of Joel Corey when he represented the WA Swan as well, it's a real honour, and I'd love to see this continue on down the track, whether it's every year, every 2 years, whatever it might be. But I've made plenty of state teams in Little Athletics and Athletics, but for the first footy state team, I'm very truly honoured.
The number 46, I would suspect, has never been worn on the back of a Big V before. Blitz, did you give thought to going, do you like to wear another number tonight?
No, I put 46. I'm really happy with it. I played my first AFL game in it, and when Lee presented the jumper to me, he's like, oh, this is getting heavy now. I'm excited. It's my number, and I'll try and make it my own.
Mark, I get the sense that you feel like tonight is a really important night for footy in terms of State of Origin, and is that something that the players have embraced, that tonight has the potential to be the forerunner to something special, or it has the potential to be have it back in the bin, so to speak?
Yeah, we think so. Yeah, we've spoken about that, and we want to go about it the right way, but we also know exactly why we're here, and that's to raise much needed funds for the bushfire relief and those people affected. So that's something down the track. Hopefully this is a fantastic night and it becomes that event, but tonight we just want to try and raise as much money and create as much entertainment as we can for everyone here and everyone watching at home.
It'd be a great night, Blitz, but do you think it's got more merit if you're playing a South Australia or a West Australia rather than a combined team?
Haven't thought that far ahead yet. It's a good question. It's probably something I'd go away and think about.
Blitz, massive week in the Blitz Arves family for sport with sister Sarah into a WNBL Grand Final series.
Yeah, it's amazing. So first game on Sunday against Canberra, so I'll be there watching. She's playing pretty well and is a part of the Opals team that qualified for the Olympics, so she's still up for that team, trying to make it too. So fingers crossed her and the South Side Flyers go really well.
Yeah, absolutely. Blitz, really appreciate your time. Wish you the best of luck tonight, and the majority of us are barracking for Victoria in this box, obviously. Darren Buick with the All-Stars boys, but hopefully you're singing the song post-game. Do you know what it is?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue.
It's actually just the North Melbourne song, just changed North Melbourne to Victoria.
Oh, perfect. All right, I'll Google that when I get in.
I think it's Mbop.
Good to talk, Blitz. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Go Vicks.
Mark Blitz joining us down there as part of Footy Spotlight. Thanks to Rex Gorell and HMC Flooring.